NEWGL. I just wondering, I mean, yeah, I mean, if you guys want to ever contact me, I'm usually got my computer up and running on EchoLink and stuff, and there's a couple guys I talk to, so, to each his own. There's a lot of hams that don't like EchoLink, some do, but I like it because of the fact that, you know, you can hook up the computer, and then with my computer, I can hook up to, I can hook up to about 20 people, and we can have a round table, and you can lock out everything else. It's like in a chat room. So, just wondering, something to think about there. And Patrick, I don't know how familiar you with your repeaters up in Flint. In Flint, but I can get in to a couple of y'all receiving at my house down here in Detroit with my 16-element beam. I can get in. I don't know if you know the 147. See, was it 147 260? 147-260, and there's another one, 147-280 or something like up in Flint. And I can get in Lapeer. What is Lapeer? 146-620, I think it is. 146-620. I can get in those machines, and while I'm at it there, on your next go around there, Patrick, let me know if you know Otis. I talk to Otis up there in Flint all the time. Just call it W-8-O-J-E. Over to you, Thomas.
Okay there, N-A-W-J-L, KB0-DCL in the group. Yes, Don told me, we're kind of keeping them chatting here on the Facebook Messenger. He says his voice is gone, so that's why he didn't jump in and is not chatting with us right now. He's been, well, as you can hear with with my voice, too, a little bit from time. I still got a bit of a cough. My runny nose has subsided. It's still there every now and then, but kind of got a cold early, and I assume it was allergies, but I feel like I'm on the downside of it now, but I still seem to have that cough come back at me every now and then. And then sometimes when you cough, I mean, it's like you're really coughing hard and for a period of time. It's just hack and cough and cough and cough, and it's like, yeah. So I think Don is having the same issue there, maybe worse off than I. We did talk for a little while a couple days ago, or maybe more than a few days ago, maybe about a week ago. And so he's been trying to get well, and so he said he was listening to us. So I said, all right, cool. And here's something else, too, as far as the EchoLink. And, yeah, if you get on there, yeah, you can pretty much, if you're talking person to person, and then you could have, a conference of 2-3 people, and it'd be basically like you connected to me and connected to Patrick there and no one else, no other repeaters, and it would just be like a conference room. I also got a conference room on HOIP as well. That I created, call it the Minnesota Hidden Transmitter Finders. It's a big, long mouthful, I know. MHTF for short. And so I thought, well, Don made one for satellite communications. I made one for fox hunting stuff. Anyways, it's just something I thought out there. You guys probably don't even have an HOIP phone at all either, so... I mean, it's just another way of accessing the EchoLink through All-Star. So it's, for me, it's always HOIP to the repeater network itself, like I am tonight, or I have to bring up an All-Star hub or a node and then connect into an EchoLink node, and then I can communicate through the telephone that way. So over to Patrick. I'm actually going to disappear from the telephone here for a short bit, so if you don't get back to me there, Jay, I want to go grab a drink from the fridge. So go ahead, Patrick. KBZRDCO.